All right, welcome to a special episode of Horror and Heels. We're recapping.
Because Jen and Alicia met each other in person at TFW.
For those of you not in the know.
He did not.
For those of you not in the know, that's Texas Frightmare Weekend, which you should know by now because we've been talking about it for ever.
A while. Jen also almost ended up with Matthew Lillard in her lap.
At some point.
So there was that. I could have reached out and touched any part of him that I wanted to. It was a great weekend. We had so much fun. To the Shudder group members that were with us, thank you. You guys just made it top notch again, as usual.
Everyone was awesome.
It was fantastic. So much fun. Just great panels, great guests, awesome cosplay.
All the costumes, cosplay
did not do it small. I mean, there was a man dressed up as the Thing. Did you see him?
Noah.
Oh, Jen, I saw him. He was getting on my elevator. His wife in like out of foam made it so it came down and like swooped on you, and the swoopy part was hiding like his legs.
Oh yeah. How did I miss that? Did you get a photo?
I didn't. I was so mad at myself.
I didn't get a lot of photos this week. I wish I had gotten more because I was but it means that we were just living like actually enjoying what we were doing and not busy taking pictures.
Right. There was a great 13 Ghost cosplayer. The individual who cosplayed as Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
He went all out, actually, technically.
He does that every year because I have a picture with him from last year.
Yeah.
Our dear Harry was very excited to get a picture with him.
Oh, Harry. Love that guy.
Somebody complained in like the Texas Frightmare weekend fan group on Facebook that children were in attendance and that he shouldn't have been dressed like that. And this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I do think TFW is a family-friendly event. That being said, I am the type of person that my child watches movies with me.
Right.
So that does not affect me in the least. Also, the man was fully covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he was in a thong. He was still fully covered. A thong is full coverage.
In my opinion. Go ahead.
Third, if your kids cannot see things that take place in a horror movie,
right?
Don't bring them to a horror movie.
Yeah, I would say it's family friendly ish, but it's also not made for children. Like, it's not a child's event. It's not like a Disney thing. Like, no.
Yeah, it's like Sesame Street.
It's for our horror movie fans.
Friendly. It's family friendly for people who
watch horror.
Who watch horror. That horror is a family event for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, don't come to an event like that. That's made for, there's no children's tickets to this thing.
Right.
It's just a pass because it's for adults. There's no, it's not made for children. So if your children are watching horror, then they're considered, then they're fans of horror and they're going to see stuff there.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. To me, of the people dressed up, I mean, if I'm talking about what a normal parent would probably be more upset with their child seeing. I mean, if you go to the beach, you're assuming your child sees somebody in a thong at least once at the beach, right?
Right, right.
Just me? No? Okay. But, like, there were people very bloodily dressed up as all sorts of monsters and creatures. Now, once again, my son watches everything with me. That would not affect me. But if you're the type of parent who censors what your child watches on a screen, a convention like this is not for you.
Not for them at all. Yeah. Why you thought it was for them, I have no idea.
And why you thought you were going to get any respect in a fan page for your position on that is a little funny to me.
It's like that didn't go the way you thought it was.
Because the whole group was just like, Well, yeah, this is a family-friendly convention if you're the type of family that engages in those kind of viewings. And if you're not, you're not, but know yourself and know your child.
Right.
Like, everybody said it very respectfully to this person, but the consensus was, no, sweetheart, you're wrong.
And there was a, at one point we went to go see the shorts, the short film movies, and there was one, it was about a guy who's on this Tinder date, and he's at her place. She goes, he goes into her bathroom because apparently he can't get it up. So he goes to the bathroom and he pulls out this gas station liquid Viagra.
Oh, well, that's safe.
That he spills onto, for some reason, her dildos are out in the bath. I don't know why her dildos are on display, but they're out there.
He drops it. She just washed them.
He drops it on the fleshiest looking, like just the realest looking one. It didn't actually look real, but I'm saying it wasn't like one of those nice, cute, feminine,
gotcha,
yeah, vibrator type things. No, this is like a full-on penis dildo. Spills it on it, it comes to life. It was, we were laughing so hard. It might have been the Tito's, but this was hilarious.
I mean, it was probably the Tito's. It had Tito's. There was a lot of Tito's.
So Britt and I are sitting on the ground watching this. We're cracking up. And I look over to our right, and there's a 12-year-old girl sitting with her dad and her mom. And the dad keeps reaching over and, like, covering her eyes. They weren't, like, super offended, but the dad was like, oh, no. Like, you know, they didn't act like they were offended or anything. He just was like, oh, no, my daughter's here. I got to cover her eyes. So she kept looking away, and I could tell they were kind of uncomfortable, but it was so funny. We were like, oh no, that's gotta be so embarrassing. Like, but again, they knew what they were coming to. You're coming to short films that don't have ratings, so.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites, called Evil Head, by the way.
What a name.
The names of these movies. And it had teeth at one point.
Oh, God.
Jumps into the guy's mouth. It's a lot. If you have a chance, I wish that they gave like a DVD or Blu-ray of all the shorts that they show, because it would be fun.
I would pay for it.
Yeah.
I would have happily bought it.
It was great. Dark Watch was a great one. That was like a parody, funny, cheesy one. They had some good ones there.
It was overall just a great time. We got to get into the screen panel because Jen said to me, we literally finished with breakfast, and she goes, I had to go to the ladies' room. She goes, go to the ladies' room. I'm getting on that line.
I'm getting lined.
I said, okay. I ran back after using the loo. This line wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped. Guys, there's no words for Texas Frightmare Weekend. Is a beautiful event that has outgrown its venue. There's no other way to describe it. And which is sad because the venue is very convenient. It's
so right, nice at to the be airport. Right next to the airport. Yeah.
You stay in the hotel itself. So when you want to take a little rest, a little nappy, or a little mid afternoon drinky drink.
Yeah. A little hangout.
You're just right there to do so. But unfortunately, there was definitely more people than space. And so we got on that screen line just in time. We got some good, I think, very good seats.
Yeah, well, we got good seats. Yeah, because we were like third row from the front of where VIP stopped.
Right.
So that was pretty awesome.
At one point, there was one seat left up in the front row, and these two girls literally knocked each other out to get there. I was like, well, that's a lot of love. Little did they know, didn't need to do that to get close to Matthew Lillard, because he decides to go rogue immediately, just takes his remote off, his microphone off the stand, and just comes into the crowd. He's asking questions. He's people's godfathers now.
Oh man.
He was hugging people. There were tears. I have never been blessed to see somebody with such love for what they do.
And their fans, man.
The fans, but I mean, Matthew Lillard, a gentleman asks how they all stay motivated and good in this industry for his son. And the passion in which all of these people spoke, but especially Matthew, I actually recorded it, was so beautiful to see. This is a true love for these actors and actresses. It's not what they do to make the money. It's not, as Matthew said, he was the weird theater kid. Yeah. He's the weird theater kid that it worked out for.
Yeah.
And to see that and the generosity of which he spoke was beautiful.
Yeah, he's a very thoughtful human being. Like, he's very poignant, has a lot of deep things to say. Such a just a sweet, kind person too.
Yeah.
But not to the point where you can't have fun and, like, rag with him. Like, he's right. down to, like, bag on each other. He and Jamie Kennedy and Skeet Ulrich just...
Yeah.
Until they have a good time. Especially he and Skeet Ulrich, they bonded from that movie because they're... Well,
you kill a couple people together. You're going to
pop. You kind of stick together.
Right.
But I love seeing that because there's nothing more disheartening than finding out that people on a movie set didn't actually like each other.
Right.
So,
and you can tell these people love each other.
Matthew and Skeet try to be on each other all the time.
Yeah.
At the screening on Thursday night, they were so, like, energetic, and I posted on our live. Maybe I'll try to, like, make it into a YouTube video or something, what I got, because the live's not available anymore, or put it in our highlights. I don't know. I'll figure out something, but I want to share it again for people who didn't see. But it was so much fun being at that screening, and they were so excited to be there.
Yeah, they are very thankful for their fans,
mm-hmm.
as I feel everyone who was there is.
Yeah.
I wish I had been able to get to a few more panels, but the thing with the panels is the lines.
Yeah.
If you stood for more than one panel, then you really would not have had time to walk the floor.
Yeah, and hang out and do other stuff.
Yeah, so Scream was my number one. I did go to the Dawn of the Dead one on Saturday. That was very good. They really loved shooting inside that mall. They were talking about how much fun that was, how that was actually a real motorcycle gang, and how those motorcycles really tore up that mall floor. And
Wow.
Yeah, like that. Funny.
Oh, and at the Scream panel, I got to go up to be a Scream Queen.
She did very well, guys.
Actually, it was 10 of us, and I got the final three.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do my Scream here because it would blow up the...
Yeah, blow up our speakers, I think.
But hopefully I can get the video and post that, too.
Yeah. Derek got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's
see. I tried to do a live of it for you all and failed. I failed miserably. Like... every way that you could fail.
but in your defense, the Wi-Fi wasn't that great, so.
No, yeah. To be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the Julian Sands panel, which he's from Warlock and Arachnophobia. Love him. He's also another just loves what he does. He's not pretentious at all. He was there. He was talking. He liked talking about all of his projects. He brought up a lot of old stuff that now I want to see. He talked about one movie called Naked Lunch that I want to see now that came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
One interesting thing he had to say about Arachnophobia was...
Oh.
He was so... You're going to cover your ears? Okay. So the scene where he dies, and, you know, Jeff Daniels goes into the barn and his body falls and we see him. As a kid, I always thought that was like a dummy. That's actually Julian Sands, like, hanging upside down. And he said for that scene where the spiders are crawling on his face, they kept trying to get the shot, but the spiders would move too fast. So they put a fencing helmet mask on his face and put the spiders in there, and they put it on his face, and then they would remove the helmet and then get the shot with the spiders crawling all around. And he said, he was like, okay, cool. And they had to do it, like, 7 times. I was like, sir, I would have said, well, this was fun. You're gonna have to redo my shoots because I'm not doing that. I can't even imagine letting them have 60 to 70 spiders around my face. So shout out to Julian Sands for just being a trooper and doing it for the movie.
my husband has such severe arachnophobia. I don't have arachnophobia. However, I still am going to nope out at 60 to 70 on my face, on my beautiful, beautiful face.
Yeah. No.
You're an attractive man. Your handsome face. Your handsome, handsome face.
Anything could have happened to it.
Anything.
Yeah. He's so good looking. I remember being a thinking he was cute even as a kid watching Arachnophobia in the theater. I was like, yeah. Oh, he's cute. And he's aging very well. He looks very handsome still. It was cool to see these actors. Well, we saw him at breakfast one morning. Like, we looked across the table. The first day we got there, we went to the bar, and Robert Englund is sitting over there.
Yeah, Robert Englund was hanging out again the night we were, that Sunday night.
Yeah. It's fun because you get to actually see them, and, like, you're in the same place as them, and they know where they're at. I didn't want to bother, like, Robert Englund because I'm like, oh, my God. But he was one person that I wanted to see, so I'm glad that I actually just got to see him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to bother him, even though they know that they're, like, you're at a convention, so you're going to be meeting fans. But some people are just weird. I think
there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
He was at his table. He was at panels. You go there. You don't go up to someone while they're having dinner.
Right. No. Yeah. And we were, like I said, we were at the bar, and he was, like, eating. Even though he was at the convention, it's still, he was having a private moment. And so I was like, I'm not going to go talk to him now. And like I said, I was just happy that I got to see him in person. I was like, whoa, that's so cool. So
yeah,
I was happy enough with that. What else? We got to see our boys from Post Credit Podcast.
Yes, Matt, Drew. It was great to see you. We walked the floor a little bit together and everything. So that was fun.
It was just, it was a world. It was, again, so fun to meet the Shudder Horror group. I want to do a shout out to everybody that we hung out with because you all were awesome. Let's see, we had Joel, Brent, Britt, Chris, Derek, Aaron,
Kyle,
Ethan, Kyle, Harry, Kelly, Matt, Munkle, Nick, Nicole, Sarah, and Stephanie. Oh my God. This group
Stephanie's
of people.
Sister.
Sissy, yeah. This was such an amazing, awesome group of people to hang out with, and we just clicked immediately. I mean, I know some of us had already met already, but, like, me, Kyle, Britt had never been before, so.
Yes.
But it was still, like, we just all, Harry, yeah. But it still felt like we all had just known each other forever. Technically, I mean, we've known each other for, like, 2 years, but, but it was still interesting.
Different when you see, or you think it's going to be different when you see people. Oh, Nicole, Jason, gosh, we keep forgetting people. There were so many of us. You think it's going to be different, and then it's not, and that's what's so amazing.
Man, it was like there was no awkward moments. It was just, we just fell right into, we all went to Alicia's room, like, the first day, and we were just hanging out. Some of us were chilling on the balcony. We're just laying on the bed, having shots. Like, it was some of the most fun I've had, like, in a while.
Yeah, it was just such a great, relaxing weekend, just being with good friends. It was really fantastic.
Just good, good people. And horror fans in general are just good people.
Yeah.
Do you think because we watch horror that, I think other people think that because we watch horror, there's something wrong with us, but they tend to be the nicest, kindest people.
Exactly.
Because we're separate. It's not like we watch that and we're taking notes other than ways that we don't want to die.
Yes.
Those are the only notes we're taking. But, you know, we know how to separate fiction and movies from reality.
Yes,
exactly. Just be the nicest people. One guy, like, he was like a big burly dude. I actually saw him on the plane from LA to Dallas. Then we were both at the Hyatt, so we were on the shuttle to go there. Then on the way back, I saw him, and he was like, oh, I saw you at TFW. I was like, yeah. He's like, did you like it? I said, yeah. He's like this burly, tatted dude, like, had a Texas Chainsaw hat on, where he and I standing together, you wouldn't think we would have anything in common, generally. Right. He doesn't look like someone that we would have conversation, but he was so nice, and he, like, helps manage the Texas Chainsaw brand, and so he spoke to, like, we just had conversation, and I love that you have so many different kinds of people.
Yeah.
That are fans of this genre.
Yeah. Did you guys exchange emails or anything?
No, we didn't. It was just kind of like a brief convo. Yeah. But he was very nice, very cool. I'm sure he'll be there next year. I think this was his first year too.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Oh, I passed out tons of stickers.
Yes.
If you're here, oh, if you are listening to this because you found one of our stickers, please drop let us know. Line.
Let us know. Yeah.
That would be great to know. Because at one point I put a bunch of them on a table, and by the time we came out of the screening we were in, they were all gone. So there were other flyers on the table, so I just threw our stickers on there, and all of ours were gone. So I was like, oh no, I hope they didn't throw them away. And everyone was like, no, I'm sure people grabbed them because they were so cool looking. So I'm hoping they got grabbed. Again, just drop us an IG.
I mean, if I was at a horror convention and I saw a bloody heel sticker, I'm totally snagging that.
Yeah. I actually love the way the stickers turned out. I'm going to try to order more eventually at some point.
Yeah.
If you want one, again, drop us a comment, let us know. Or if you found one at the convention, let us know if that's how you found us, because we'd like to know.
Yeah. I think we've touched on everything.
Yeah. Hanging out with everybody was such a blast. And it went by so fast.
Yeah.
It's like you do all this buildup for this thing, months of thinking about it, and then it's over in days, and you're like, oh, man.
I know. And now we've all already started saving and preparing for next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we actually want to do a reunion, like another trip, not around a con. I think it would be so much fun to hang out with everybody, not just around a con. Because at the con, we're all separated and doing different things. But if we all, like, actually went on a trip, hanging out with each other, so much fun.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think that's it for the TFW recap.
Thank you for listening, everyone. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, so.
That is all. We will talk to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.